and more equitable funding for New York schools for the last 17 years. And that's one of the main reasons that I'm running, because New York has the second most unequal education system when it comes to funding in the entire country. And I'm not an Albany insider like Governor Cuomo, but I think that experience doesn't mean that much if you're not actually good at governing. I think that Governor Cuomo is a very astute politician. He's a crackerjacked fundraiser. But when you look at how he's broken the New York City subway, when you look at how he's handed over control of the state Senate to the Republicans, if you look at the incredible corruption in his administration, particularly where his economic development is concerned, I think you see that actually an Albany insider is the kind of a person that has a chance to clean up the corruption in Albany, and a person who is not accepting, as I am not, any corporate contributions.
Ms. Dixon, what in your background should give voters confidence that you can run this state?
So, as I said, I have been a longtime activist for the public schools, for funding, and that means organizing rallies, meeting with legislators, shepherding the campaign for fiscal equity through, but also in terms of more hands-on type experience. I was instrumental in a group called Fight Back New York. That laid the groundwork for marriage equality, and we raised $800,000. We targeted 11 state senators, Democratic and Republican, who had voted no on marriage and would continue to do so. We took three of them out through opposition research that we proliferated in their districts, and we put the fear of God in eight more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Governor, if you'd like to rebut.
Yes, please. Pleasure to be with you today, CBS. Thank you. Pleasure to be at Hofstra. And also, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Senator John McCain, who is not a member of our party, but a great, great American. And the flags in the state of New York will be at half staff, regardless of what Washington does. On your question, the governor of New York is not a job about politics. It's not about advocacy. It's about doing. It's about management. This is real life. Governor of New York, you're running a $170 billion budget. You're in charge of fighting terrorism. You're there in cases of fires and floods and emergencies and train wrecks. You have to deal with the legislature that's very, very difficult. And today, you have to fight Donald Trump, who is the main risk to the state of New York. He is trying to change the rights and values of New Yorkers, and the first line of defense is New York, and the governor leads that fight, and you need to know how to do it.
Governor, thank you. This next one is for you. You have been outspoken on national issues and the president, especially of late. It has led to a whole lot of speculation about your White House ambitions. Mm-hmm. Can you promise the voters of New York right here, right now, tonight, that if you win re-election, that you won't run for president and spend the next 4 years as governor?
Yes. Yes. Yes and yes. Double yes. Look,
you're not running for president.
No, I'm running for governor of New York. Now, my job as governor is to protect New Yorkers. And whether it's from terrorism or climate change or Mother Nature, but part of the largest threat today is President Trump. He is attacking everything we believe in New York. He's attacking a woman's right to choose. He's attacking immigration. He's attacking the rights of working men and women. He's attacking the environment. Everything we believe, we passed marriage equality, first big state in the United States of America. He will roll it back with his Supreme Court. We passed the toughest gun control law in the United States of America, the SAFE Act. He will roll it back with his, he'll roll it back with his Supreme Court. He has to be stopped. I'm in a fight with him. He tweets at me weekly. I welcome it. Know me by my enemies. Someone has to stand up to him. Someone has to stop him. New York has always been the progressive capital. We made it the progressive capital once again. And New York should be the state where we say we are the alternative state to Donald Trump. And we're not going to let him bring his extreme conservative politics to this state. It ends in New York.
So I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear, you promised to serve four more years as governor if reelected.
The only caveat is if God strikes me dead. Otherwise, I will serve 4 years as governor of New York.
Okay, you're on the record.